That's our ring. Time for Lum and Abner, brought to you by the makers of Alka-Seltzer. If you've ever tried Alka-Seltzer for relief from headache pain, I know you agree there's nothing quite like it. Yes, the relief Alka-Seltzer brings is fast, it's effective, and it's pleasant and easy to take, too. Now, if you haven't tried Alka-Seltzer, well, the next time a headache comes along, just put it to the test. You'll be surprised how soon you begin to feel better, how that headache pain can be a thing of the past in almost no time at all. All you do to help yourself to this fast, effective, and pleasant relief is drop an Alka-Seltzer tablet or two into a glass of water, listen to its fizz, then drink it down. The pain-relieving ingredient in Alka-Seltzer goes to work then, right away, to help you to the relief you want. Yes, you see, because Alka-Seltzer is already dissolved when you take it, it's right ready to go to work on that headache discomfort. Now, I wonder how many of you folks always keep Alka-Seltzer on hand for fast relief from acid indigestion. Well, just remember, it's equally effective when a headache comes along. Yes, when headache causes grief, misery can be brief. Take Alka-Seltzer for relief. Get Alka-Seltzer at any drugstore and make it two packages instead of one. For an extra on the side keeps the family well supplied. And now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, Lum is still involved in the business of trying to get rid of all Abner's possessions so that Abner will be eligible to inherit the $100,000 under the terms of the Donnelly will. As we look in on the little community today, we find Abner in the Jot 'em Down store talking to Lum. Listen.
Well, Lum, I don't want to hurt your feelings, but if it's just the same to you, I believe I'd rather look after my own saving from now on.
All right. If you think you can do better now than done, it's all right with me.
Well, now, the deals you make sound all right when you make them, but then something always happens.
What do you mean, something always happens?
Well, Lum, at the rate you're going, I never will get broke. Instead of losing money for me, why, you're making more all the time.
Well, I thought I'd done some pretty good trading. What about that deal I made with the Macmillan boys when I swapped in your cook stove?
Yeah, well, now, that turned out all right, but that's about the only one it did. Like that deal you made with them gypsies for that saddle horse.
Well, yeah, but how was I going to know it was a stole horse and you was going to get $250 reward?
Well, see, that's just the trouble. That's what I say. Your deals just ain't working out. Them pigeons you traded for yesterday are supposed to be homing pigeons.
They are. They'll go right back to Willis Abernathy's place whenever you turn them loose. Oh, you won't have no trouble getting shut of them.
Well, that's all you know about it. I turned them loose this morning. They circled around there once or twice and made a beeline for Willis's place.
Well, sure, I know they would.
But it weren't long before here they come back bringing all the rest of Willis's pigeons with them. I bet there's 400 pigeons over at my place.
Well, now, wait a minute. That ain't such a bad idea after all. I wonder I never thought of that before myself.
Thought of what?
Well, you've got to feed them, ain't you?
Feed them?
Sure, feed them all you can. You just get shut of that much more money buying feed from them. And still, the pigeons ain't yours.
Well, they're over at my place.
No, that don't make no difference. The pigeons all belong to Willis. All but two of them.
Well, if that's the case, that might not work out so bad, then.
Well, I know, and that's the trouble. You don't know when you're well off. Don't know a good deal when you see it.
Well, what about that $250 reward I got for finding that fella's horse?
Well, I think I've got that worked out, too, if it'll just give me a little time. I don't think it's necessary for you to take any of that money at all.
I've already got it.
Yeah, but you oughtn't to. You wasn't the one that already got that reward.
I wasn't, huh?
Well, no. What did you have to do with it? Cedric's the one that went after the horse.
Yeah.
Well, he ought to get part of it.
Well, I can't give no money away, Lum.
That ain't giving it away. It weren't coming to you in the first place. It ought to be divided up four ways.
Huh?
Grandpappy Spears is the one that discovered that the horse you had was the one that was stole.
Yeah.
Well, he ought to get part of it.
Yeah.
And the sheriff in the county seat was the one that told Grandpap to be on the lookout for a stole horse, so he ought to get part of it.
Yeah. Well, now, that's Grandpap and the sheriff and Cedric, but who's the fourth one?
Well, who do you think ought to have a part of it?
Oh, I don't know. Them gypsies we got him from?
No. Who was the one that traded for the horse in the first place?
I did.
You never done no such a thing. I traded for him myself.
Yeah, but you was trading for me.
Well, yeah, but... Well, divide it up any way you want to, then I don't care.
Well, I don't want none of it, Lum, but I don't want to go against the rules.
Against what rules?
The rules of old man Donnelly's will. If I go again them, I won't get none of the money.
Well, I called the sheriff about it and talked to him. I told him you never had nothing to do with getting the horse back and suggested that we divide it betwixt the rest of us, and he thought it was a good idea.
Well, you think I can do it without breaking any of them rules, why it's all right with me.
Oh, it can be did.
Well, I know it says I can't trade or sell nothing to any of my business associations, and that's what you ask. You see, Lom, you being my partner here in a Jot'em Down store makes
you... I know. Well, divide it three ways, then. Give it to Grand Pap and Cedric and the sheriff.
I believe that'd be better now, for I don't want to take no chances. Well, maybe that's going to work out all right after all, ain't it?
Yeah, it works out fine for everybody but me. Here I am, sitting around here, might and I broke, you might say, and you're trying to lose money, and I can't take advantage of it.
Yeah, it does look like a shame. I'd a heap rather you'd get it and lots of others, Mom, but I tell you again, I'll get that $100,000 in here, and I'll see that you're took care of, old boy.
Oh, well, good for you.
Yes, sir.
Why didn't you say so long ago?
Same at first five, I reckon.
Yeah, well, I sort of thought myself it'd be nice for you to see that I got what was coming to me.
Sure.
Special after me helping you out with your trading now. Natural, I never wanted to mention myself.
No, natural. Well, I just made up my mind last night that you weren't going to have to spend the rest of your life in this old store.
Well, that's mighty nice of you, Abner. Mighty thoughty of you.
I was talking to Elizabeth about it after supper last night. Now, she said if you could grow some sideburns and shave off your mustache, she might could give you a job butling for us.
Give me a job doing what?
Being a butler, she said.
What's that?
Well, now, she said that Sister Simpson told her that we ought to have one. Said they just sort of kept out around the place there, or waited on a table, such as that.
Wait a minute. You mean you want me to come over to your place and wait on the table?
Well, no, not till I get the money. You can't start the work yet, Long.
No, and I won't start the work after you get the money, neither. You can tell Elizabeth if she wants somebody to wait on the table, she can start looking somewhere else right now.
You don't want the job, huh?
No, I don't want the job, huh?
Well, I told Elizabeth last night I didn't much think you'd like that idea, for I knowed you wouldn't want to shave off your mustache.
Well, there's about 1,000 other reasons along with that, too.
Now, I suggested that we just let you work around the place there. Chop the wood and put in the garden, sit you there.
Oh, sort of a hired man, huh?
Yeah. See, Elizabeth ain't going to do no more work like that when we get rich.
Well, ain't that nice.
She might even want you to do the milking and look after chickens. I don't know, Mom. Sort of a hard girl.
So when you inherit that $100,000 on account of us being such old friends, you're going to give me a job as a hard hand on your place?
Yeah.
Well, that's mighty nice of you.
Don't you mention it.
But I think I'll just stay with the store business.
Huh?
I thought when you said you was going to see that I took care of that you meant, well, that you... No, nothing.
Huh?
I said nothing.
Oh, well, don't talk.
Let it go. I was trying to help you qualify yourself for that inherit, thinking that, well, I reckon the only way for me to make anything out of this is for me and you to unresolve partnerships.
You mean in the store here?
Yeah, I think the best thing for me to do is to sell my half interest in the store here so I can get in on some of these wild trades you're making.
Well, what do you have to sell your half interest in the store for?
Well, I can't trade with you as long as I'm in business with you. It says so right in the will, that letter from the lawyers.
Yeah, but why don't you let me sell my interest? I've got to get shut of it anyway.
Why, sure. Granted, why didn't we think of this before? That ought to have been the first thing we traded off for you.
Oh, yeah.
And then I could have got your house and everything else you've been trading off.
Why, sure you could.
Guys, I don't know what I've been thinking about. I ought to be bored for the samples. Who do you reckon you could sell it to?
Well, how about Grand Pappy Spear? He's got some money now. He sold that land to Squire Skimp for $2,000.
Well, it don't make no difference how much money they got. You don't want to ask a whole lot for it no way.
No, that's right.
And whilst I like Grand Pappy all right, I don't much think I'd like to be in partners with him. He's sort of childish, you know. I'd have to sit around here and humor him all day.
Yeah, that's right, Aunt.
Yeah, I don't believe he's the right one.
Well, let's see. How about Cedric?
No. Couldn't put no dependence in him. I'd be afraid to go off and leave the store with him in it.
Yeah. Well, how about Dick Huddleston?
Well, Dick's got a store. He wouldn't want to be running competitions to himself.
No, no, I reckon not. That's right.
Of course, it ain't my place to tell you who to sell it to. Sell it to whoever you want to.
I'm a good mice to just walk out that front door and sell it to the first feller I meet.
Well, now, wait a minute, Ev. I don't want just anybody you happen to meet for a business partner.
But you want to get in on some of these good trades I'm making, don't you?
Well, yeah.
Well, as long as I'm your partner, you can't do it. So now, can you think of another way to unpartnership us?
Well, maybe I could buy it myself. You know, I can't do that neither, can I?
No, of course not. No, this is the way to do it, Lon. We'll just walk right out of here, and the first one I meet is your new partner.
Well, yeah, but... Oh, my goodness.
What's the matter now?
What if it should be some woman?
Oh, no, no, it's got to be a fella. That's my ruling. Yes, sir, that's just what I'll do. Sell it to the first fella I'll meet for $10. Come on, Lon, let's get out of here.
You know, that seems like a crazy way to sell it, but I reckon it's all right.
Yeah, hurry up. The quicker I get it sold, the quicker you can do some trading with me. Yeah, I'll go first.
Grannies, I hope it's somebody I like.
Well, gentlemen, good afternoon.
Oh, my goodness, Squire Skimp.
I don't get that him, Lon. There's your new partner.
Well, is Squire actually going to be Lum's new business partner? What will that do to the Jot 'em Down store? And what will it do to Lum?